My dad says if I listen to pop country, it will stunt my growth. Yeah!
86 Productions.
A dumbass, I can read a damn script. Just push the record button already. I have to go mow the yard. Anyways, it's that time again to scratch your balls and sit back and enjoy a little It Burns When I Pee. We have a great show for you. We have an interview with Porter Hall, Tennessee, and we are premiering our first phony phone call. And now, here's your host with the most, Blake Clayton. Oh yeah, Aaron, sweetheart. You really need to work on your phone sex. It wasn't that good.
It Burns When I Pee would like to remind you that real cowgirls prefer the taste of Pass Blue Ribbon beer over a margarita.
All right, all you mofos out there. This is Blake Clayton, and you're listening to Episode 3 of It Burns When I Pee. We're the only podcast around that talks about real country music and not all that pop-ass bullshit that you hear on the radio stations nowadays. Got a big show for you. Got tons of stuff to get to. We have a great interview with Gary Rodarmel. He is the lead singer and guitar player for Porter Hall, Tennessee, which is a great band out there. We've also got a couple of voicemails that people have left from the dial-in number. If you do not have the dial-in number, it's area code 309-761-4227. Seriously, you guys, call me. Let me know how you think the show is. If it sucks, let me know. If you like it, let me know. If you just want to leave a message and get a shout out to somebody, let me know. I'm playing everything that comes through that dial-in number. So again, 309-761-4227 is the dial-in number. Anyway, we got a couple of those voicemails. We have the first ever It Burns When I Pee phony phone call. That's going to be at the end of the show, folks. And let me tell you, you need to stick around for that and listen to it. It's pretty damn good. So, without further ado, we're going to start it off by playing a song from Porter Hall, Tennessee. It's called Screwed Blue.
I've been screwed blue, through and through, got drunk in a fight, woke up tattooed, but I never got over you. Confused, lost it too. It's your true love, I know what's real, but I never got over you. I've been drunk, insane, and forgot my name. Stood there naked in the pouring rain beneath your window all night long, crying over you. I've been scribbling in a fight, woke up tattooed, but I never got over you.
Welcome back, everybody. We just listened to the song Screwed Blue by Porter Hall, Tennessee, and as our special guest tonight, we have Gary Rodarmel. Is that right, Gary?
Yeah, that is correct.
All right. And Gary is the lead singer and guitar player for Porter Hall, Tennessee. Gary, welcome to the show.
All right, thanks for having me, man.
We're gonna try. This is our second time around here, so we're going to give it a try.
All right.
So, first and foremost, first question is, where does Porter Hall, Tennessee hail from?
We're currently living in East Nashville, Tennessee right now.
Sweet. And where did you guys come up with the band's name, Porter Hall, Tennessee?
Well,
Porter Hall is actually a character from a Russ Meyer movie, and it's the lawyer guy in the movie Beyond the Valley of the Dolls. And starts out where the lawyer guy's pretty straight edge and doesn't really drink or do drugs or anything. And by the end, he's like smoking a bunch of weed and it's all sex crates. And
there you
so
go.
We kind of used that as our name, Porter Hall, for a while. And then we realized that there's another band in Canada called Porter Hall. So although we actually were Porter Hall before this other band was, we just decided to tack on TN, kind of like the Damn Nations Texas did, and became Porter Hall, Tennessee, and our mythical town was born.
There you go. So how long has the band been together?
Well, Molly and I have been singing together for, I don't know, probably like 10 years or so, but we got a pretty much a whole new band together now that we've been together for about a year now, and then we just got a new guitar player. We're three guitars, bass, and drums now, and our newest guitar player has been with us for about 3 months.
Sweet. So, what were some of your musical influences when you started getting into music?
Well, I started playing music when I was a little kid with my grandfather doing bluegrass gospel stuff, and you know, so I'm real into the old country stuff like George Jones and Merle Haggard and Buck Owens, all that kind of stuff. And also, you know, I guess the old punk rock from like, you know, late 60s and 70s stuff, you know, like the Dolls and the Stooges and MC5 and stuff like that.
Sure, and on the new album, which is called All Sinners Welcome Here, I mean, you can even see that you have a lot of the punk sound to a couple of the songs, so you can see that come through in the album.
Yeah, it's definitely the new record's a lot different from our first one. You know, it's like our first one we pretty much stuck to a straight honky tonk kind of thing, and on the new one we've kind of, you know, went back to more of our rock roots and kind of mixed it all up in there.
Sure, and you mentioned your first album, which is called Welcome to Porter Hall, Tennessee, and that was released in 2002. And how would you say that the band has grown or improved since that first album?
Well, you know, on that first record, you know, we were still pretty definitely naive to the business end of things, and it was more just a straight honky-tonk kind of thing. Like, you know, when we started playing, we were totally acoustic instruments. You know, we had like an upright bass and a fiddle and banjo and mandolin and stuff. And so then I guess, you know, as this went on, you know, it got kind of difficult to play these rock clubs, and you know, sound guys don't know what to do with this with a bunch of acoustic instruments. So so we basically just little by little started getting more and more electrified.
So I know the first time that I saw you guys play was at the Double Door in Chicago, and you opened up for Hank Williams III. And how was it being on tour with Hank Williams?
It was cool. It definitely opened up widened our audience quite a bit. You know, we got to play to bigger rooms that we wouldn't have done before. You know, and our fan base has definitely expanded quite a bit.
Sure.
Since that, and actually playing at the Double Door, we met these guys from Bloodshot Records, and we ended up getting on their 10-year anniversary CD. We did that People Who Died song, Jim Carroll song, and put that on their anniversary CD. So that definitely helped out.
Sure. and Bloodshot Records is to me, it's one of the premier kind of indie kind of labels, kind of the underground country. They're really doing a lot to get a lot of artists recorded and out there. So
yeah, I thought that was cool. I thought it was kind of strange because, like, you know, we weren't on the Bloodshot label. We've never released anything with them, but I guess they saw us at the Hank 3 show and really liked that song and wanted to add it to it. And but they passed on our new record.
That's kind of odd, yeah. It was funny. The one thing I remember from the show, one of the things I remember from the show is at the end of the show, the I think it was the bass player had like a $50 or $100 bill tucked on the neck of his guitar, and at the end of the show he couldn't find it, and I've never seen anybody so pissed off. Do you remember that?
No, I don't remember that at all. funny though. He's not our bass player anymore, but that was Matt Rowland, and he was kind of known for always losing stuff. He'd lose, like, you know, luckily it was only a $50 bill. He lost basses and big champs.
Oh my god!
Shit on the road, man.
But it was funny because it was a really good set, and you know the sound was real good, so I knew he wasn't pissed about that. And I'm like, and then I heard him mention it to somebody. He was pulling everything, every wire, and he was really moving all the instruments trying to find it, and he was pissed as hell.
I had no idea that happened. No, that's funny. It was kind of weird, man, because, like, you know, when we played that Chicago show, it was like, I think it was sold out, man, at the Double Door. You know, it was jam-packed to the wall, and, like, we had to unload our stuff into the crowd because there was so much equipment and stuff, we couldn't get off on the side of the stage, so we just had to go straight off right into the crowd of people that was waiting to see Hank 3.
I know there was a guy standing next to us that got kicked out before you guys even finished your set, and I'm like, oh, dude, seriously. And I also remember that they, because I have the flyer from that show, and that was the show that they spelled Porter Hall, Tennessee wrong. They just put Port Hall on it, and you had mentioned it like after the first song. You're like, we're Porter Hall, Tennessee, not Port Hall, Tennessee. So
yeah, well, actually on our merch thing now, we have a little board that we put up, and we've been losing letters on that, so now we're Pot Hall, Tennessee.
There you go.
According to our merch table.
There you go. So are you doing any touring now for the new album?
Yeah, we've been touring quite a bit. We've been we did quite a bit of touring this spring, kind of laying low here for a couple weeks. I'm getting ready to go out for about 5 weeks playing lead guitar with Joey Alcorn, and we're going to kind of do sort of a BR-549 kind of thing where we both do, I'll do some Porter Hall songs, he'll do Joey Alcorn songs, and kind of share the stage a little bit and try to promote our thing together.
Oh, sweet. And actually today he was at Capitol Hill. I don't know if you saw that on YouTube, but he spoke in front of the Capitol Hill people in regards to the internet radio. So it was.
Yeah, I did see some of that. I didn't see the whole thing, but I've been trying to read up and keep up on that. You know, I'm pretty big supporter of that too. And the whole, you know, internet radio and stuff is really, you know, one of the only outlets that bands like us have, you know, to get our music out there, you know, because we're definitely, you know, mainstream radio definitely isn't going to take us, you know, so.
Right, and that kind of leads into my next question is I ask this of every guest because, you know, the basis of the show is to talk about, you know, underground country and artists and kind of spread the word about some people that are out there that you don't hear on the regular crappy FM radio. So what is your opinion of the state of country music now, mostly now that you're living in Nashville? I mean, how do you see the conglomerates?
Well, I mean, even though I live in Nashville, I don't really see a whole lot of the mainstream country music thing. You know, a lot of that's kind of done behind closed doors down on Music Row, and, you know, we steer pretty clear of that, you know, our first record label was out of Missouri, and our new one's out of Colorado, Big Bender Records, and so, you know, we're not really involved in that too much. It seems like, you know, there's a lot of indie rock stuff going on here in Nashville, but the underground country stuff really gets no love here in Nashville. It's kind of, I guess, because it's so, you know, that's just the stigma of the country thing, you know. They're not really supportive of the roots country stuff at all.
Right, and it's, and like we were talking about earlier, you know, with the internet is really, at this time, is really the only access that people have to your music and you have to the people, because, you know, they're not playing this kind of music on, like I said, on the radio stations, so internet is hugely important.
Yeah, it really is, you know, and if it goes the way like it's heading, you know, if they hike up all these royalty rates and stuff, it's pretty much going to make all of these, you know, little stations go under. They won't be able to survive at all with this, you know, and then we're pretty much out, you know, an outlet of getting our music out there. And I think that was one of the big things that they were talking about today. It's like, you know, it's like, well, if you try to impose all these fees, you're talking about paying the artists with it, but it's really going to corporations and not really benefiting the artist. And you know, all the little stations are going to close, and then the artists won't have the format to you know, use their music through.
Right. So,
everyone's going to lose on it.
Right. And like, you know, like Joey Alcorn said today, when he was talking to Capitol Hill, you know, they're basically going to put him out of business as you know, his business is performing and writing songs and putting that tax on it is basically going to drive down to him, and you know, he's going to not be able to make a living like what you guys really, you know, do.
Yeah, because some of these smaller stations, you know, like WDVX out of Knoxville has been big supporters of us, and I think it's WDVR out of New Jersey, you know, they gave us a bunch of spins, and you know, our first record, you know, we charted on the Americana charts, went to like 17, and you know, and like without these small stations, none of that would ever happen, you know.
Right, and you just recently did an interview for a radio station overseas, didn't you?
Yeah, it's Kick-Ass Country in Dundalk, Ireland, I believe.
Sweet. Yeah, and you had that posted, I think, on your MySpace for a while.
Yeah, it's still up there, too.
Sure. What is? Do you have the address to your MySpace, so if people want to go check you guys out, where they go?
Oh, yeah, sure. It's myspace.com/PorterHallTN.
Okay. And I do believe, aren't you doing a special thing each week where you're putting new songs on for people to download?
Yeah, we just started this thing a couple weeks ago where, like, every week I'm switching out two songs of our CD release party live show that they recorded here in Nashville. And the recording came out really good, so I figured, you know, like, just kind of try to drive some traffic our way. You know, we're putting up two songs every week, free downloads, and we switch them out every week. So we have 22 tracks all together. I think we've gone through maybe six of them so far.
Sweet.
And so we'll be doing that for probably next month or so.
Yeah, and I definitely have been downloading them too. So you get
awesome. Yeah. Please come on by and get them.
So where do you see Portal Hall, Tennessee, in 5 years? I mean, do you guys have a specific goal, or are you just going out there having a good time and trying to make good music?
Yeah, and I think it's more just trying to have a good time, make good music, you know, to work the road as much as I can. You know, I love traveling and getting to meet new people everywhere. And, you know, every little town has kind of got its own little subculture to it. And, you know, so I'm all about checking out the underground scene, you know.
Sweet.
And, I hope that one day we leave a mark, you know. I don't think we're going to make a bunch of money or anything, but get to go to a bunch of places, meet a lot of people, and
sure,
have a good time.
Well, and it's obvious that, you know, making a huge amount of money isn't what it's really all about. It's about this. You're writing songs that really have some kind of meaning to them, and that, you know, like you said, meeting people and just, you know, going out there and knowing that you make some really great music, and it doesn't really matter what anybody else, you know, thinks up there in Nashville.
Yeah, I mean, what really matters, you know, is like just the other day I got an email from a guy that saw us when we played in upstate New York. He's a truck driver. He said he drives like 5,000 miles a week, and he's like, just got a new CD, and he's like, man, you keep me on the road, man, you know.
There you go.
Stuff like that makes it worthwhile to me.
Now, before the interview, we played, like I said, we played a song from your first album, which was called Screwed Blue, and I thought for the second song, that we're going to play after the interview, that we're going to play Crazy Inside, because I think that kind of showcases the other lead singer, Molly, and her voice. And, yeah, because to me, you know, she's got a great, unique voice, and I wanted to make sure everybody heard a song from her. So we're gonna walk out of here cranking up with Crazy Inside. How's that sound?
That's cool. That's a cool song, too. Actually, Molly wrote that one. I ended up actually doing a month in jail for a DUI, and that's kind of her song about that time period.
Oh, wow. So, you know, I appreciate you being on the show. I know we had to give this a second try. So what bar are you at?
I'm at Nico's out in East Nashville. This new bar just opened up. They used to have the Slow Bar out here, and it's actually my first time checking it out.
All right.
Little beer bar, you know, a little dive bar.
There you go. Well, I tell you what, why don't you get the bartender, have a drink, and have a drink on at Burns When I Pee. How's that sound?
All right. Sounds very good, man.
All right, Gary. Thanks a lot for all your time, and keep up the great work, man.
All right. Thank you, man. Thanks for having me.
No problem.
Hey, this is Molly C. from Porter Hall, Tennessee. Just calling to thank It Burns When I Pee for playing my music. And remember, keep it country.
Burns with IP would like to remind you that one out of every 10 wannabe cowboys love the cock.
All right, welcome back, everybody. That was Crazy Inside by Porter Hall, Tennessee. We had Molly Connolly on lead vocals there, and she has an amazing voice, and it's a great song. So you want to check that out. That's on their new album, All Sinners Are Welcome Here. Make sure you go to their MySpace and check that out, and you can order the CD online. Well, let's go ahead and get into the next thing. I got a voicemail here I was going to play for you guys, and then after that, we will unveil the first ever phony phone call from a Burns IP. So we'll be right back.
So I think I have an STI. So I went to Google and I typed in Burns IP, and it told me to call this number because that person could help me out. So I was just hoping that you might be able to, you know, direct me, you know, into what I should do about that. So, yeah. Anyway, I hate you.
Okay. So I hope that proves to you that I will play any voicemail that we get on the show. I can't tell if that guy was a fan or not a fan, but he called the dial-in number, took a couple minutes, dialed the cell phone, and now he's on the air. So hopefully you guys will take a couple minutes, call the dial-in number, 309-761-4227. Give us a call, let us know what you think, tell us we suck, tell us we're good, tell us what you want to see, what you want to hear, and we'll put it on the air. So before we get to the phony phone call, which I had promised, I wanted to talk a little bit about Jake Penrod, who is on episode 2 of It Burns an IP. He is going to be performing in the musical production Hank Williams' Lost Highway in Buffalo, New York, from September 14th through October 14th. So anybody up near the Buffalo area, definitely want to check that out. I think the shows are Thursday and Friday at 8 o'clock. On Saturday, there's two shows, a 4 o'clock and an 8 o'clock. And then on Sundays, there's a matinee at 2. So from September 14th to October 14th, our buddy Jake Penrod is going to be on stage. And I wanted to give a shout-out to Jake and wish him luck and hope he does well. So now I guess it's time for the first ever It Burns My IP phony phone call.
Pharmacist, this is Megan. Can I help you?
Yeah. Got a little problem here. It's kind of embarrassing. I was at the bar the other night, and I had to listen to some Tim McGraw song on the jukebox, and now it burns when I pee.
Okay, hold on just a second. I'm going to have you talk to the pharmacist.
Oh, okay, thank you.
This is the pharmacist. Can I help you?
Hello. I was just calling to see if y'all sold something over the counter. I was listening to some Tim McGraw music the other night at the bar, and now it burns when I pee. And it hurts like hell, man.
There really isn't a lot that you can get over the counter for that type of thing. You need to really find out what's causing that, because it could be something that's worse than just that.
Man, I didn't realize how bad that pop country music can mess you up. It's like my dick's on fire.
I mean, you need to really see, try to get into the doctor or go to one of the clinics.
Yeah, I guess I'll have to. Thought maybe you would have some cream or some pill or something that I could take.
At least have them check it to make sure it's not a kidney problem.
You mean I could have kidney damage from the shitty music? Oh, man. I can't believe this. My wife is going to think I was banging some skank from the bar. I was hoping to get some kind of salve or something. She's going to kill me.
Because it could be that far up even with that kind of thing. Could be that pain could be coming from that area too. And there's really only one thing out there, and it's not really recommended until you know what's going on.
Well, thanks, man. I guess listening to shitty pop country music really can screw with your health. I just hope I don't die from this shit. All right, well, we're winding down here on episode 3 of A Burns When I Pee. I just want to let all the folks know that we're teaming up with Section86.com, and we're hoping to have some merchandise out by the end of July, t-shirts, hats, and what have you. So I'll definitely be giving you guys some more information on that. I wanted to thank the caller who left a voicemail. Like I said, I still don't know if you like the fucking show or not, but I'm glad you gave us a call and took the time out. I want to give a big shout-out to Gary Rodarmel for being on the show and Porter Hall, Tennessee for letting us play their music. I wanted to give a big shout-out to TakeCountryBack.com and their continuous support of our podcast and helping to spread the word. And I want to thank you, the fans, because without you guys doing the podcast, listening to the podcast, and downloading the shows, There wouldn't be any use doing it. And so we're about 300 downloads for the first two shows, and we're hoping to double that within the next couple of podcasts. So thank you guys. So without further ado, let's give it up to Cheyenne. Cheyenne, take us out. Thanks, everybody.
All right, y'all. That does it for another episode of It Burns When I Pee. As always, the show was taped at Get Your Hank On Studios and brought to you by Section86.com. Make sure to check us out at our MySpace. You can also contact us at itburnswhenip86@gmail.com or call us and leave us a message, 309-761-4227. We would love to hear from you. So until next time, remember, that girl at the bar at closing time will most likely make it burn when you pee come Monday morning. This is Cheyenne signing off. Later, bitches.